The Australian government announced this morning that it intends to postpone the introduction of its proposed carbon tax scheme until 2011. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd said that the delay was necessary because of the economic slowdown and concerns the tax would hurt business. He also said that he would seek more dramatic emissions cuts when his proposal is presented to the Senate for a vote in June. Opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull described the scheme as flawed and said that it would not support it. We spoke to Andrew McKenzie, Associate Director of the Australian National University Centre for Climate Law and Policy, about what this delay means and what we can expect in the coming months.
Most people recognise that it'd be better to have this debate after the Copenhagen meeting later this year. Then we have a firm idea of the targets that Australia's signed up to and also the international framework in which we're facing. What I suspect is that the government will put the legislation in Parliament in June, as it says it has said it will, and then it'll be voted down in the Senate. And it'll go to Copenhagen, and after they return from Copenhagen, I think we'll have another round of debate, and either the government will be forced to make more substantive changes to the scheme, or it'll scrap the scheme and try and introduce something different, and that might be a carbon tax, because that's something that I think the opposition would find it even harder to turn down. Although, having said that, after what we've just seen in the last couple of hours, anything's possible.